Well, Chief, Agent 59 reports everything's absolutely normal in South America.
How normal?
Two revolutions and one assassination.
What hit weak?
Well, Chief, we've got everything here under control. I think we can lock up and go home for the weekend.
An excellent idea.
Oh, Chief, I forgot something. I'd like to talk to you about one more thing.
What, Max?
Well, I don't think we should talk right out here in the open, Chief. I think we should use the cone of silence.
Oh, Max, every time we use the cone of silence, something terrible happens. Can't you just write it to me on a piece of paper?
People can read a piece of paper, Chief.
I'll burn it afterwards.
Ashes can be reassembled.
I'll eat the note.
They could operate on you and get it back.
All right, Max. The cone of silence.
Chief, could I work the controls this time?
All right, Max, but I'm warning you. This is your last chance. Now, what was it? What was it you wanted to know, Max?
Chief, could you let me have $20 until payday?
You say you got me in this thing just to ask for money? Are you out of your mind? Are you serious? Are you completely insane?
One question at a time, Chief.
Max, raise the cone of silence.
You're not angry, are you, Chief?
How would you feel if some simpleton used a Class A security procedure merely in order to borrow $20? I don't believe it.
Would you believe $30?
Max, raise the cone of silence.
I can't, Chief. The controls are outside.
Well, how are we going to get out of here?
Well, see if he can slip down under the cone of silence, Chief.
I can't, Max. The arms of the chair touch the cone of silence.
Well, maybe I can slip out this side.
Okay, see if he can.
The emergency alert. 99, what's going on? What happened?
Max, Chaos has sabotaged a nuclear reactor in the Midwest, and it's running wild. If it isn't stopped within 72 hours, there's going to be a nuclear explosion.
My gosh, we could lose the whole Midwest. We better get down to the lab and see Professor Carlson. Maybe he can give us some advice.
Right, Max.
Wait a minute, 99, I've forgotten something.
What?
I can't remember. Probably wasn't important. Come on.
Let's go.
Forgot.
Well, Chief, with all the excitement about the nuclear reactor and everything, Wait a minute, Chief. You're not going to let this affect my efficiency rating, are you? I'm up for Agent of the Year, you know.
Oh, I should, but if you complete this mission successfully, you still have a chance.
Oh, well, thank you, Chief. I want that silver cup more than anything in the world.
How does the tooth cap feel?
You think it'll stay in, Chief?
Oh, it'll adhere to the tooth immediately. It's made of a new tissue-thin plastic. You won't even know it's in your mouth.
Good, Chief.
Now, Max, remember, if that nuclear reactor isn't fixed within 72 hours, it'll produce a devastating nuclear blast. Now, the plans to fix it are on microfilm in that cap.
That's a big responsibility, Chief.
It certainly is. The future of the Midwest is in your mouth.
It couldn't be in a safer place.
Oh, come in, 99. I was just briefing Max on the nuclear reactor mission.
Right, Chief. I just picked up the train tickets for Chicago.
Train tickets? I thought we were in a hurry.
We are, but the airport is fogged in, so you'll have to go by train. Now, I want you and 99 to pose as a honeymoon couple.
Well, wait a minute, Chief. Shouldn't we save the honeymoon cover until we have a mission in Niagara Falls?
Now, Chaos will be right on your tail, and they'll stop at nothing to get at that cap. So be careful.
Right, Chief.
Oh, and one more thing. This mission is so top secret that for the next 72 hours, you'll be entirely on your own. You won't even be able to contact control. You won't know me, and I won't know you. Good luck, Max.
I beg your pardon. I don't believe we've met.
Where's the microfilm?
In a cap in my tooth.
Oh, no. I wish the chief hadn't done that again.
Why not?
Well, don't you remember Agent 42 and Agent 18?
They were both found dead.
And toothless. Max, don't look now. I think those two men are Chaos agents. There's one in a belted raincoat. I think that's Raspinito.
Don't be ridiculous, 99. Not everybody in a belted raincoat is a secret agent.
I know that, Max, but I recognize them from the Chaos mugshots.
Well, there's only one way to find out. You stay here.
Right.
They're following me, 99, but I'm still not convinced they're from Chaos. Now I'm convinced.
But you've got to get rid of the tooth.
You're right. I can't take a chance on being caught. We'll have to split up. Use Plan 4A.
Right, Max.
Where are you going?
Excuse me. I'm terrible.
Where are you going?
Psst. Are you all right, 99?
I gave him the slip, Max. What happened to the Chaos man that was following you?
I eliminated him.
What'd you do with the body?
Cost me 20 cents. Remind me to put it on my expense account.
Max, what'd you do with the tooth?
I had to slip it into some guy's mouth. Come on, let's go get it.
Right.
Your attention, please. Train leaving for Columbus, Chicago, and Joliet State Penitentiary. Now boarding on track 4.
All right, Franco, come on, let's go. Got to get that tooth back.
But, Max, how can you? That man's in the penitentiary.
Well, it's all very simple. I've got to get into the penitentiary, into a cell, and into his mouth.
Max, why don't you just call the chief?
I can't do that, 99. You know I can't contact control. This mission is too top secret. Besides, my reputation is at stake. I'm up for Agent of the Year.
But, Max, this is an emergency. In 72 hours, that nuclear reactor will blow up. The entire Midwest will go.
Well, 99, no one cares more about the Midwest than I do.
I'm sure that's true, Max.
I'm not going to let them down.
I'm sure you won't.
After all, 99, some of my best friends are Midwesterners.
Waiter!
What are you going to do, Max?
I'm going to have myself arrested.
How?
By not paying the check. Now, look, I don't want you to be embarrassed, so you better get out of here.
Right, Max. Good luck.
Waiter!
Yes, sir?
Check, please. Thank you. Now, if you'll just call the manager...
Sir, isn't the bill added correctly?
Oh, it's added beautifully.
And what seems to be wrong?
Nothing. I'm just not paying.
I'm Mr. Shulman. Is something wrong?
He doesn't want to pay the bill.
That's right. I'm not paying the check. So you might as well get it over with and have me arrested.
Well, sir, if you left your wallet at home...
I did not leave my wallet at home. I deliberately came in here without any money.
Well, perhaps you're a little short this week. That's all right. You can pay us next week. We'll trust you.
What are you talking about? This is an open and shut case of premeditated fraud, and I demand justice.
Take it easy, sir. Look, what's the trouble? Did you lose your job? Well, that's nothing to be ashamed of. It could happen to any of us.
I did not lose my job. Now, are you going to have me arrested, or am I going to call the cops?
You don't want that kind of trouble. Think of your wife. Think of your kids. Look, if you're having financial problems, why don't you let me help you out a little bit?
Me too. I'd hate to see a young man like you turn into a no-good.
How about it, folks? Let's help this young no-good
out. Yeah, come on. That's
right there.
Handsome.
I know that, 99. What I mean is, do I look dangerous?
Oh, yes, Max, very dangerous. You've got to get arrested this time.
Don't worry, it's as good as done this time. Is that cop still around the corner?
Yes, he is, Max. Max, someone else is coming.
Good. When I stick him up a yell and that cop is bound to hear him, I'm as good as in jail now. You better get out of here, 99.
Right, Max.
All right, buddy, this is
A stick-up?
Right, a stick-up.
Go ahead, my boy. Express your hostilities. I am a psychiatrist. I understand these things.
What are you talking about?
What is it? It's the same old story? A broken home? A feeling of rejection? A competitive mother?
Look, don't confuse me. This is my first stick-up.
Father fixation? Sibling rivalry? Inferiority complex? Oh, my boy, speak freely. What is it you are trying to say?
I'm trying to say hand over your money.
You don't want my money?
I don't?
No. What you want is love, friendship, understanding, communication, a sense of belonging.
Police!
Yes, and you want the police too. You are deliberately trying to get yourself arrested. And do you know why?
You bet your sweet life I know why. Police!
Guilty. You are trying to punish yourself for crimes you are not even aware of. Your failure to your mother. Your failure to yourself.
I don't believe this. Look, are you going to stick him up or aren't you?
My boy, there's no time to lose. Mental health is passing you by.
In other words, you're not going to stick him up.
Here is my card. I'll see you at my office tomorrow morning at 9. There you can talk openly and find out where you are really going.
If you'd stuck him up in the first place, I'd be there already.
Hey, buddy, there's a law against littering.
I know it, officer, and it's a darn good law.
What are you, some kind of a wise guy? What's your name?
Maxwell Smart. Listen, I can't hang around here. I gotta go to work.
You'll stay right here till I finish writing out this ticket.
Look, copper, I don't have time for tickets. Now beat it.
Listen, one more word out of you and I'll run you in.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Hold this.
Mr. Smart, I hope you realize that deliberately defying an officer is a serious offense.
Yeah, I know, Your Honor. I hope you throw the book at me.
Well, I don't think that's necessary. Since this is your first offense, I'm letting you off with a warning.
A warning?
Now, don't thank me. Just see that it doesn't happen again. Case dismissed.
Now, wait a minute, Your Honor. If you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words in my own defense.
All right, Mr. Smart.
Well, now look, Your Honor. First of all, what I don't understand is how a nice, white-haired old fogey like you can let a litter bug like me loose on society. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mr. Smart, control yourself or I'll cite you for contempt.
You're a disgrace to the bench.
That'll be 30 days. Suspended sentence.
Suspended sentence? This is an outrage. What are you on the take? Listen, fella, if you're looking for a bribe, forget it.
That'll be 90 days in the county jail.
Not enough. Where did you get your job? Blackmail? Let me tell you this much, Buster. I got a few friends in high places, and I'm going to see that you end up in night court in Staten Island.
That'll be 1 year in the state penitentiary.
Thank you, Your Honor. The defense rests.
Mr. Officer.
All right, leave me alone. I can walk. Hello, sweetheart. What do you know what to say, kid? Sit down. Take a load off your feet.
Max, how are they treating you?
Like the common, ordinary criminal I am.
I can't tell you what it does to me to see you in prison uniform.
Well, what's the matter? Doesn't it fit?
Have you seen Franco?
No, I can't get near him. He's in with the murderers, and I'm in with the misdemeanors.
Oh, Max, you've absolutely got to get into his cell. And when you do, you can use this.
What is it, 99?
It's cake.
Oh, no, I'm on a diet.
Max, I baked dental instruments into the cake.
You did what?
Shh.
You baked dental instruments into the cake? That's a fantastic idea, 99. Where did you get it?
Oh, it's not so fantastic, Max. It's an old trick, really. People have been baking things into cakes for years.
You know, a horrible thought just struck me, 99.
What?
What if somebody thought of baking a file into a cake? Why, it could disrupt our whole prison system.
Come on, get down here.
Don't push.
Get over here.
I'm warning you, you dirty copper. Keep your filthy hands off me.
Oh, come on, over here.
Okay, that's it. Hold this. Listen, I hope I wasn't out of line with that crack about filthy copper.
All right, Smart, come on, get in there.
Oh, hi. I'm Maxwell Smart, your new cellmate.
I'm Murray. He's Franco.
Oh, hi, Murray. Hello, Franco. Gee, he's got a beautiful smile.
Are you kidding? Frankly, he never smiles.
Oh, well, that's probably because he's got nothing to smile about. Franco, listen to this one. Funny thing happened on the way over to the prison.
Knock it off.
Yeah, he probably heard that one.
Hey, what's a young punk like you doing in my cell?
I slugged a guard.
You did for what?
Since when do you have to have a reason for slugging a guard?
Hey, that's the kind of talk I like to hear. Why don't you grab that bunk? It got a good mattress.
Hey, wait a minute, Franco. You can't do that. That's my bunk.
Shut up.
Oh. Take my bunk. It's got a nice mattress.
Thank you very much.
Knock it off, you two. I'd like to have a little peace and quiet. Franco is getting sleepy. doing?
Well, I was just...
I ought to beat your brains out.
Shh, you wake Murray.
What's that thing on your head?
Well, it's just something I found in a chocolate cake.
What was you looking in my mouth for?
Well, you'll never believe this, Franco, but I'm a tooth collector.
You'll never believe this. Do you know why I'm in jail? I murdered my dentist. Chickie, the guard.
Franco, why did you murder your dentist?
If it wasn't for that Fink, my uppers would be in my mouth instead of that glass over there.
Here's the cap with the microfilm.
Good, Max. I'll get it to our Chicago contact immediately. And you'll still have a chance to be agent of the year.
When is the chief going to get me out of here?
Oh, within 24 hours, I'm sure, Max. There won't be any problem if you stay out of trouble.
24 hours. That's just perfect. That'll give me a chance to finish the license plate I'm working on in shop.
Chief?
Oh, Max.
Gee, it was nice of you to come and see me.
Oh, you've done such a wonderful job, Max. We're so proud of you.
That's right, Max. The whole country owes you its thanks.
The country is welcome, Chief.
And, Max, it gives me great pleasure to bestow upon you the title of Agent of the Year.
Congratulations, Max.
Here's your silver cup, Max. You've earned it.
Oh, gosh, Chief. That's awfully nice. I don't know what to say. What's this, Chief?
Although, those are coffee grounds, Max. We were one cup short in the office this morning.
Well, look, Chief, when am I going to get out of here?
We're working on it, Max. The wheels are in motion, but these things take time.
Time? But I've been in here for 6 weeks already. 99, say something.
I'll wait for you, Max.
Chief, if the other guys in here find out who I really am, I could be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, no, that's all right, Max. The chief had a talk with the warden, and they figured out something to solve that problem.
What?
Solitary confinement.
Oh, well, that's swell. But look, Chief, I'd like to get back to control and go to work.
Max, I don't exactly know how to tell you this, but, well, control does have certain rules.
So?
Well, one of them is against hiring ex-convicts.
Well, I've been prepared for something like this.
What do you mean, Max?
I'm busting out of here tonight.
How?
Well, I've learned a few things while I've been in here, and one of them is how to carve a piece of soap into a perfect imitation of a pistol.
It's a little small, isn't it, Max?
Well, I had a wash, didn't I?